And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, President Trump continues reshaping the federal government, firing Carla Hayden from her position as Librarian of Congress. The Obama appointee received her termination notice just days after a conservative watchdog highlighted her opposition to restricting children's access to sexually explicit materials. Hayden, who donated $3,000 to Obama's campaigns and once lent a 200-year-old historical flute to rapper Lizzo for a twerking performance, was informed her position was terminated, effective immediately. And of course, Democrats predictably cried foul, claiming the firing was part of an assault on America's libraries. As if protecting children from inappropriate content is now an attack on literacy itself. That sounds logical, doesn't it? And speaking of protecting children, the Justice Department announced a historic operation that rescued 115 children from sexual predators. Attorney General Pamela Bondi announced that Operation Restore Justice led to the arrest of 205 child sex offenders nationwide, including an illegal alien, a former D.C. police officer, and a Minnesota state trooper. FBI Director Kash Patel made it clear there's no place to hide for those who prey on children. Amen. And that vigilance is exactly what one Pennsylvania father is fighting for after his school district allowed a self-described gender queer witch to distribute sexually themed surveys to 14-year-olds without parental consent. After a year of being stonewalled, Chad Williams is taking his case directly to the Trump administration, asking the Justice Department to investigate what he calls Pennsylvania's systemic failure to hold school officials accountable. And Disney, they're in the news again with their moral hypocrisy on full display as the entertainment giant announced plans for its seventh theme park in Abu Dhabi, a location where homosexuality is punishable by up to 14 years in prison. This is the same company that threw a public tantrum over Florida's parental rights bill, which simply prevented classroom instruction on gender identity for kindergartners, and CEO Robert Iger called the Abu Dhabi announcement a thrilling moment for our company. And the Texas Senate has approved a pro-life statue depicting a mother cradling a preborn child to be displayed on the state capitol grounds. Senator Tam Parker said the monument would provide a communal space for honoring the dignity of human life and the role of mothers, values that deeply resonate with many Texans. And in Washington, Republican Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna has introduced the American Privacy Restoration Act to repeal the Patriot Act, which she says has been abused by rogue intelligence officers to create the most sophisticated, unaccountable surveillance apparatus in the Western world. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.